We're taking a look at a group of medical professionals and activists who say the response to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic needs to be stronger. The People's CDC was established in response to what its members see as the government's failures to protect high-risk, immunocompromised, and other vulnerable people as the pandemic continues. One of the members of that group joins us now. Dr. Laura Germanis is a primary care physician practicing in Massachusetts, a member of the People's CDC. Dr. Germanis, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Rob. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Can you tell us a bit more about the mission of the People's CDC and why you wanted to be part of it?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think that we are we're basically a group of public health experts, medical and public health professionals who came together over the last 3 years, observing increasingly major red flags in the way that our country is addressing the COVID pandemic. You know, basically our top three red flags in terms of the pandemic response are that we, as Americans, first of all, deserve honest and impartial evidence that's based on the science. And the CDC has not been giving us that.
Where do you see the CDC falling short? I'm sorry, where do you see the CDC falling short on that kind of that data that they're sharing publicly?
So first of all, the CDC has been downplaying the serious threat that COVID poses and does that in a couple of ways. First of all, they liken COVID to the flu. And then the other way is by creating maps that de-emphasize the risk of catching COVID where you are. And all of this, in spite of the fact that COVID has been the third leading cause of death in the U.S. since the pandemic began. So, you know, the way that Biden approached the pandemic when he first entered office, he had this plan to beat COVID. And then all of a sudden, in February 2022, when they had stated this commitment to making sure that people had access to tests and treatments and the tools to really respond to the COVID pandemic, then all of a sudden it felt like, oh, actually, we have this under control. So now we're entering year three of the pandemic. We've basically had about a year of this COVID is under control message from politicians and even from some medical professionals. And in the last year, over 250,000 people died from COVID in the U.S. I don't feel like that's under control. Many people, I would think, agree with me on that.
And your organization also talks about the current mask policy, which seems to be, if you're worried about yourself, then wear masks. You're hoping for something a little more than that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Look, the CDC's, and this actually gets to my second red flag, the CDC's emphasis on personal responsibility is leaving a lot of people behind. The pandemic won't totally be over until it's over for everyone. And that approach also devalues the lives of people who are at high risk. So people who are at high risk, actually, this is according to the CDC's own numbers, they estimate that 4 in 10 U.S. adults are at risk for serious outcomes when they get infected with COVID. And so what this you do you approach does is it encourages or it actually burdens the people who are at high risk to protect themselves instead of encouraging everyone to protect each other, which is the foundation of a public health response.
And that was red flag number two. What do you see as the third red flag?
Right. So the third red flag is that the people in this country have had enough being governed by the whims of big business. We can't allow big business of all things to dictate what good science is to the CDC. So we've seen over the last couple of years, the CDC shifting recommendations while kowtowing to business interests. One of the most salient examples was when the Delta CEO wrote a letter to the CDC asking them to shorten the isolation guidelines from 10 days to 5 days. And then the CDC did so in spite of its own evidence that people are contagious for 10 days or more.
Talking to Dr. Laura Germanis, who practices in Massachusetts as a primary care physician, about the group, the People's CDC, saying the CDC basically let off the gas pedal, in effect, when it came to efforts to control COVID. What kind of changes are you advocating for, Dr. Germanis?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, first and foremost, I think as a society, we're finding that we're overly reliant on personal decisions and decision making. And also, the basis of good decision making is having good information. I am a doctor, and as a primary care doctor, I want to share the best possible science with patients in language that people can understand and in ways that they can act on it. But if somebody has cancer, I'm not going to tell them, oh, well, you know, you'll probably be okay. Just go on living and be happy in your life. I'm going to tell them the how serious the diagnosis is. And then I'm going to give them the tools that they need to be able to pursue the best possible treatments. And that is what we would like the CDC to do. You know, as we look at the U.S. And life expectancy in the U.S., when we compare life expectancy in the U.S. to other peer countries, other, wealthy countries around the world, we find that the U.S. actually systematically does worse. So our life expectancy, even before the pandemic started, was actually lower than in other countries. And then over the time of the pandemic progressing, we found that the life expectancy in the U.S. even plummeted further. So we actually had a decrease in life expectancy down for 2 more years and, below what we had been having before. And that actually also decreased more in comparison to peer countries. And all of this, demonstrates that in a pandemic, especially this kind of approach where you just sort of say you do you is not good enough. You have to really think about how to promote population health. And so as the People's CDC, we would really like the CDC and, local and national public health agencies to be pursuing more of an approach that allows everybody to have better health. And so first of all, we would like to see better information regarding COVID. So first, the information regarding COVID should emphasize 3 key things. Number one, COVID is serious. Number two, COVID is airborne. And number three, we all need to work together to get past the pandemic. So first of all, this first point about COVID being serious. COVID is serious because it is a serious medical condition that is causing large numbers of deaths and is actually in the top 3 causes of death for adults and in the top 10 causes of death for children since the pandemic began. But on top of that, say, there's a whole lot of people who have had this experience of, oh, I got COVID once, I got COVID twice, it was just a mild cold, or I didn't have any symptoms and I'm fine. But the thing is, we're not talking enough about long COVID. There are a lot of people in this country, actually, a couple of CDC studies have demonstrated that 1 in 5 people who catch COVID, and even if it's a mild infection, can get long COVID. Long COVID is a syndrome that can cause blood clots, it can cause heart attacks, it can cause brain fog and other things in otherwise previously totally healthy people. And so that's something that I think the science is still developing on long COVID. We don't know all of the possible repercussions that COVID can have. And so as we see new variants, allowing COVID to spread without any mitigation can allow more variants to form.
And we'll have to leave it there. Thanks to our guest, Dr. Lara Germanis, a primary care physician practicing in Massachusetts, a member of the group we've been talking about, the People's CDC, trying to raise concerns that we're not taking COVID seriously enough at this point.